慈爱的天父真神，我们感谢您，赞美您。
Our lovely, loving Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.
感谢天父真神，你赏赐给我们日用的饮食。
We thank the true God for giving our daily bread.
感谢天父真神，你赏赐给我们每一天的需要。
We thank the Heavenly Father to provide our needs.
我们感谢天父真神，赏赐给我们每一天的力量。
We thank the Heavenly Father to give us strength every day.
感谢天父真神，你赏赐我们每一天所需要的聪明智慧。
We thank the Heavenly Father to give us, for giving us knowledge and wisdom.
天父真神，你为我们人所定的旨意之一就是要我们凡事谢恩。
Heavenly Father, one of your will for us is to give thanks always.
我们要常常来纪念父母亲的恩典。
We will constantly remember our parents' grace.
我们要常常来纪念我们周遭帮助过我们给我们恩典的人。
We will remember those who have mercy on us.
我们更要常常的来数算主你所赏赐给我们的恩典。
And more so, we will count the blessings that you have given us.
我们无论在任何的情况之下我们要感谢你。
In any circumstances, we have to give thanks.
因为我们愿意将我们自己交在您的手中。
Because we are willing to give ourselves in your hands.
当我们有压力的时候。
When we are stressed.
我们让神你来关心来处理我们的压力。
We will allow God to take care of it.
所以纵然有压力，我们仍然感谢你。
Even though we are under pressure, we still thank you.
当我们遇到失败的时候
，When we face failures,
我们让主耶稣您的十字架、您的宝血来应付我们的错误、我们的过患。
We will allow your cross and your precious blood to solve our problems.
所以纵然在失败当中，我们还是能够存着一个感谢的心。
Even in failures, we can have a thanksgiving heart.
当我们成功顺利的时候
，In our success,
我们让天父真神你来管理来处理我们的成功。
We will let our Heavenly Father to take care of our success.
所以在我们成功的时候我们对您仍然存着一个感谢的心。
So when we are successful, we are still thankful.
主啊您给我们的旨意实在是美好的。
Lord, your will for us is beautiful.
今天晚上靠着圣灵的带领我们也再一次的来学习有关感恩的事情。
And this evening, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we'll once again study the topic of thanksgiving.
我们恳求您施恩祝福带领我们今天晚上的这一场的聚会。
We ask you to bless and guide our service tonight.
我们也恳求你的恩惠继续不断的常常跟我们众人同在。
And may your grace be abundantly abide with us.
我们这样子的祷告愿天父真神您垂听成全。
We pray in this manner, may you hear our prayer.
我们将一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
We give all the thanks, all the praise, and all the glory to you.
阿们。请坐。
Please be seated.
很多的事情都有它必须的方法。
There are many things that require certain specific methods.
今天晚上我们一起来学习感恩是知足的秘诀。
And tonight we'll study how thanksgiving is the secret of contentment.
我们请看提摩太前书第六章第六节。
Let's read First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.
提摩太前书第六章第六节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.
第六节，然而敬虔加上知足的心，便是大利了。
Now godliness with contentment is great gain.
我们都在追求也在敬畏神。
We all pursue and fear God.
这里保罗告诉我们我们如果能够再加上知足的心。
But Paul says if we also have contentment.
那这个对我们就大有益处，这是一个很大的获得。
Then it is a great gain.
一个敬畏神又知足的人他在人生里头要有很多的获得。
For someone who is godly and content, he has a lot to gain in life.
我们可以得到一个美好的人生。
We will have a beautiful life.
我们可以得到一个健康的身体。
We can have a health, we can be healthy.
我们可以拥有一个幸福美满的家庭。
We can have a happy family.
我们在人生的各个层面都会充满着平安跟喜乐。
In all aspects of our life, we will be filled with peace and joy.
啊，知足其实是一个很平凡的一个大家都知道而且在追求的一样东西。
Contentment is something we all know and are pursuing.
但是我们人常常会把知足跟满足混淆了。
But we often confuse
contentment 跟 satisfaction.
Contentment and satisfaction.
啊，所以有人希望说借着财富来达到知足。
So some people will be content with wealth.
有些人是希望因为成功而带来知足。
Some people want to be content from success.
啊，有一些人是希望借着自我的实现来得到知足。
And some people want contentment from self achievements.
我们看到周遭也有许多很富有的人。
We see some wealthy people around us.
我们看到很多很成功的人。
We also see successful people.
我们看到很多人他达到了他的一些的目标。
And there are people that have achieved their goals.
但是我们有发现一个事实，这些人不一定是知足的。
But the truth is they are not necessarily content.
从圣经我们学习到感恩的心才是知足的关键。
So from the Bible we see that thanksgiving is a secret to contentment.
很多的基督徒他生活当中充满着感恩。
Many Christians, their lives are filled with contentment.
所以他们已经发现如何来得着知足。
Oh, sorry, they're filled with thanksgiving, so that's why they're content.
所以虽然有时候是在负面的环境里头，但是有一个很正面的心态。
Even though they're in a negative environment, but they're very positive.
所以神要求我们人，他给我们人定下的一个很重要的旨意，就是我们要凡事谢恩。
So a very important will of God for us is to be content.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's read First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五章十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
这是神给我们定的旨意，凡事谢恩。
It is the will of God for us to give thanks in everything.
为什么一个充满着感谢的人，他容易拥有知足？
How come a thankful person is easily content?
第一个，一个感恩的人，他会以他所拥有的为喜乐。
A grateful person is satisfied with what he has.
无论我们是在多缺乏，我们或多或少的还是会拥有一些。
No matter how much we lack, we still have something.
至少我们拥有神为我们所创造的这一个大环境，这一个大自然。
We have the big environment, the nature that God created for us.
一个感恩的人会以他所拥有的为喜乐。
A thankful person will be grateful, be joyful for what he has.
那这就成为一个人很大的知足。
Then it is a great contentment.
我们请再看圣经希伯来书十三章。
Let's also read Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5.
第五节，你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
这个经节告诉我们如何来胜过人的这种贪心。
This verse tells us how to overcome covetousness.
贪就没有办法达到知足。
Being greedy, this person cannot have contentment.
那这里说，我们以我们所拥有的为知足。
But here it tells us to be content with such things as we have.
那我们最大的拥有是什么？
What do we have?
一个拜神的人最大的拥有就是拥有主耶稣，拥有神。
The greatest thing for someone who worships God is Jesus Christ.
那为什么拥有主耶稣会成为我们最大的知足？
Why is having Jesus Christ our greatest contentment?
因为下半句话说， 这个神说我不撇下你也不丢弃你。
Because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
所以拥有神能够帮助我们胜过我们的贪心。
So having God, it will help us to overcome our covetousness.
让我们不受这个要拥有的这种欲望的捆绑。
So that we are not controlled by our desires.
所以刚才我们所念的保罗说我们凡事谢恩。
So Paul said, in everything give thanks.
所以保罗他是一个知足的人。
Paul was a content person.
这个感谢的心总是带给保罗这种喜乐跟知足。
Thankful heart always brought Paul joy and contentment.
我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's read Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章十一节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 11.
十一节保罗说我并不是因为缺乏说这个话无论在什么境况我都可以知足这是我已经学会的
Not that I speak in regard to need for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content
人的倾向是还不够还不够
We always feel that we need more
我常常说很多人认为什么叫做够了
I always say what does it mean to have enough
比现在再多一些 就叫做 够了
Having enough is having a little more than what we have now
所以知足不是我们天生就有的
So we are not born with contentment
那保罗这里说这是我学会了
Paul said he has learned
好请我们再看十二节
Let's read verse 12
十二节我知道怎样处卑贱也知道怎样处丰富或饱足或饥饿或有余或缺乏随时随在我都得了秘诀
12. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry both to abound and to suffer need
这个十二节就在告诉我们什么叫做凡事谢恩
Verse 12 is describing how we can give thanks in everything
在无论在怎样的情况之下心中还是存着对神的感激。
In whatever state we are in, we are still thankful for God.
无论在怎样的情况之下，对我们周遭的人还是存着感谢。
In whatever state we are in, we are still thankful for those around us.
那这种感恩的感谢的心，就带来真正的知足。
Then the thankful heart will bring true contentment.
所以不在乎我们拥有什么。
So it does not depend on what we have.
只在乎我们是不是心存着感谢。
But it depends on whether we are thankful.
并不是保罗他总是很够的，很丰富的。
It's not that Paul always had enough.
就好像我们人生的道路上面不总是顺利的，不总是丰盛的。
It's just like in our journey of life, not everything is going to be smooth and.
但是只要有一个感恩的心，那就带来了知足。
But if we have a thankful heart, then we'll be content.
那知足就会带来真正的平安跟喜乐。
Then this contentment will bring us true peace and joy.
我们再请看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
十三节，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
为什么保罗他凡事都能做？
How can Paul do all things?
因为他以他所拥有的为知足。
Because he's content with what he has.
在别人来看，在某些时候，他好像一无所有。
From other people's point of view, it looks like he had nothing.
但是保罗他知道，他拥有那个最重要的、最大的。
But Paul knew that he had the most important and the greatest.
他拥有主耶稣。
He had Lord Jesus.
他拥有主耶稣的救恩。
He had the salvation of Lord Jesus.
所以他凡事都能做。
So he can do all things.
也就是他总是有一个知足的心。
He was always content.
所以无论在任何的境况之下，他还是存着对神的感谢。
So in whatever state he is, he was still thankful to God.
因为对神的感谢也带给他对周遭的人的感谢。
Because he's thankful to God.That's why he was also thankful for the people around him.
好，请我们再参考哥林多后书第九章。
Let's also read 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书九章十五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 15.
15节保罗说感谢神因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
在这里保罗说这个神带给我们是那种没有办法形容的恩赐。
Paul said the gift that God gives to us is we cannot describe it.
这里恩赐用单数的。
The gift is singular.
对保罗来讲什么是这一个无法形容的恩赐。
So what is the indescribable gift that Paul is talking about?
就是保罗他所领受的救恩。
It's the salvation that Paul has received.
今天我们跟保罗一样我们领受了神为我们准备的救恩。
Today, just as Paul, we also received the salvation prepared by God.
这是一个没有办法形容的这么重要这么好的这个恩赐。
It's something that cannot be described. The gift is so great and,
那一个感恩的人他可以认识世界上的事情常常是很短暂的很不定的。
A content person knows that the things in the world are temporary.
一个感恩的人他会知道世界上很多事情其实是短暂的。
The things that are short.
一个感恩的人他知道其实很多世界上的事情它是无常的是不确定的。
And they know that the things in the world always change.
我们看看我们生活的环境我们的周遭是不是这样子。
And if we look around us, is it so?
很多事情你很想一直拥有它但是不一定是会是这样子。
There are things that we always want to have, but maybe not so.
有时候我们希望某件事情永远不要改变但是它还是会改变。
We hope that some things don't change, but they change.
一个感恩的人他会很看清楚这样的事实。
A thankful person knows this truth.
那所以也就会以自己所拥有的为知足。
That's why he is content with what he has.
那所以保罗也说，那我们人活在这个世界上，我们有衣有食，我们就当知足。
That's why Paul said, if we have food and clothing, then we should be content.
我们请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's read on 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章第七节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
第七节，因为我们没有带什么来世上，也不能带什么去。
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
就我们看得到、摸得到、摸得着的这一切，并不是我们出生的时候所带来的。
For the things that we can see and we can touch, we did not bring these things to the world.
那当然。当我们要离开这个世界的时候，我们也不能带走。
Of course, when we leave, we cannot carry it out.
第八节
，verse eight，
只要有衣有食，就当知足。
And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content.
我们要以我们所拥有的来知足，来感恩。
That's why we need to give thanks and be content with what we have.
今天我们拥有神的拣选。
Today we have God's choosing.
今天我们拥有神所赐给我们的救恩。
We have the salvation given to us by God.
今天我们拥有神赐给我们在这个地上的生命。
We have the life that God gives us.
那我们应该以拥有这些为喜乐。
Then we need to be joyful for what we have.
为什么感恩是知足的秘诀？
How come thanksgiving is a secret to content?
一个感恩的人他拒绝被所没有的不会被所没有的来辖制。
A thankful person is not controlled by what he lacks.
今天很多时候我们是被我们这个所想要拥有什么来辖制了我们。
Sometimes we are controlled by our desire to having something.
比如说我们很多时候我们想要成为一个富翁。
For example, we want to be rich.
那当然钱财的富足这只是一个代表。
Of course, wealth is just a representation.
是的当我们没有的时候我们可以有那种那一种 要去得着的心态跟努力。
We can have the attitude to put in effort to gain wealth.
因为这个是的可以带给我们生活上面的积极跟成长。
It will bring us it will help us to grow.
但是我们不能够被它把我们挟持住了。
But we cannot let it control us.
就是不能够被我们的欲望来控制我们。
So that our desire will not control us.
今天很多的人有时候我们静下来想一想，我们真的是主人吗？
There are many of us, if we sit down and think, are we the masters?
我们不但没有让神来当我们的主人我们是被我们的欲望，我们所没有拥有的来当我们的主人。
Not only we did not allow God to be our masters, we let our desires and what we lack control us.
那怎样才能够胜过呢？
How can we overcome?
一个真的心存感恩的人，他才能够胜过自己的这种欲望。
It has to be someone who is truly thankful, then he can overcome the desires.
真的，我们如果被那种想要拥有来支配我们，那我们的生活一定会充满着一些的不幸跟不平安。
If the desire of having something controls us, then our lives will be full with unpeacefulness.
钱财是最容这个最实际的，也是我们看得到摸得到的。
Wealth is the most practical thing that we can touch and we can see.
所以这常常代表着人的欲望。
And represents our desires.
常常可以代表着我们所要拥有。
It means it represents something that we want to have.
那事实上也有很多的事情是因为想要拥有财富而来发生的。
And there are many things that happen because we want to have wealth.
我们请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章第九节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9.
第九节，但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition.
当然，人的欲望不是只有财富。
Of course, men do not only desire wealth.
人想要拥有的不只是财富而已。
Men do not only want wealth.
所以同样的，这里只是用财富我们容易懂得来做一个代表。
So here is using wealth, something that we can easily understand to show.
我们如果不是一个感恩的人，我们就很容易被我们的欲望把我们挟制住。
If we are not thankful, then we will let our desire control us.
那就像这里所说的，人常常会被自己的想要拥有来骗了自己。
That's why it says the desire to be rich, we will let it deceive ourselves.
甚至常常也因为这样子被别人骗了。
And many times we are deceived by others for the same reason.
那就让自己落入了很多的迷惑里头。
Then we'll fall into many snares.
在迷惑里头才会被骗。
And in these snares, we are deceived.
那甚至带给自己的是很多的伤害。
And brings us many harms.
不但伤害自己。
Not only do we harm ourselves.
甚至我们也会去伤害到别人。
We also harm others.
我们请再看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
第十节，贪财是万恶之根，有人贪念钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
很多这个不法的事情、邪恶的事情，常常就是从这个贪来的。
Many unlawful and evil things come from love of money.
那这个为什么会贪
？Why are we greedy?
不以自己所拥有的为知足。
Because we are not content with what we have.
心中没有一个没有常常存着感恩的心。
We don't have a thankful heart.
对神没有感恩，那神就不会成为我们一个最宝贵、最重要的拥有。
If we're not thankful to God, then God is not the most important thing that we have.
那这里又提到说，甚至 有人被引诱，甚至离开了道理。
And it says some have strayed from the faith.
那用很多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
And pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
在信仰的道路上面，我们知道最重要的是生命。
In our journey of faith, we know the most important part is life.
我们知道最重要的是将来的永恒，将来的永生。
We know the most important thing is the eternal life.
那一个人如果被拥有来辖制住自己，
if someone is controlled by having,
那真的会放弃了其实是最重要的永生。
Then they will forsake the most important part, which is eternal life.
我们请看路加福音十八章。
Let's read Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章二十三节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 23.
二十三节，这个人听见这个话就甚忧愁，因为他很富足。
But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich.
这个人来找主耶稣。
A person came to look for Jesus Christ.
他问主耶稣说：“怎样才能够承受永生
？”He asked Jesus, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
他很看重永生。
He emphasized eternal life.
所以他才会问主耶稣这个这么重要的问题。
That's why he asked Jesus such important question.
主耶稣就告诉他：“你如何能够拥有永生
？”And Jesus told him how to inherit eternal life.
那二十三节是结果他听见了主耶稣对他所说的，他就觉得很忧愁。
But verse 23 is the conclusion. When he heard what Lord Jesus has to say, he became very sorrowful.
他不是很希望知道怎么得永生吗？
Didn't he want to inherit eternal life?
那为什么主耶稣很清楚地告诉他应该怎么做，他反而变得很忧愁？
But why did he become very sorrowful when Jesus told him very clearly how to inherit it?
这里说因为他很富足。
It says for he was very rich.
他没有办法放掉他的拥有。
He could not let go of having.
我一开始有提到，有人以为说，希望说借着富足让自己能够知足。
In the beginning, I mentioned some people want to be content from wealth.
那事实上，富足不一定会带来知足。
But the truth is, wealth does not bring contentment.
只有感恩才能够带来知足。
Only thanksgiving can bring contentment.
那所以可见这个人他不是一个心存感恩的人。
So this person was not a thankful person.
所以他甚至可以放弃了他本来所看重的永生。
He was able to forsake eternal life which he valued before.
那另外一个人叫做撒该。
Another person called Zacchaeus.
那这个撒该他本来也是很富足。
Zacchaeus was also a rich man.
但是他的富足常常是用不好的手段而拥有的。
But he gained his wealth from bad ways.
所以对一般人来讲，不喜欢撒该这一种人。
So people don't like Zacchaeus.
所以也不会跟撒该有太多的来往。
So they don't interact with him.
所以撒该是一个没有真正朋友的人。
So Zacchaeus didn't really have any friend.
但是有一天主耶稣却来到他跟前。
But Lord Jesus came before him one day.
甚至主耶稣说愿意到他家里去。
And Lord Jesus says he was willing to go to his house.
这让撒该非常的惊讶。
Zacchaeus was very surprised.
这也让撒该非常的感动。
Zacchaeus was very moved.
他跟主耶稣听了主耶稣的谈论。
He heard what Jesus talked about.
他就对主耶稣充满着一个感恩的心。
He was very full thanksgiving to the Lord Jesus.
他就成为一个真的自由的人。
He became he truly became a free person.
用钱财来讲，一个拥有很多财富的人，他不一定会是一个知足的人。
From the standpoint of wealth, someone who is rich.Is not necessarily content.
但因为他不是一个知足的人，所以他会还是会被他所想要拥有来辖制了他。
Because this person is not content, so he will still be controlled by his desires of having.
好，我们请看路加福音十九章。
Let's read on Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章第八节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 8.
第八节，撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把 所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusations, I restore fourfold.
一个良心很清楚的人，是的，他会这么做。
For a person with clear conscience, then this is something they will do.
一个没有被拥有所控制的人，是的，他会这么做。
For someone who is not controlled by desires, then he will do the same.
那撒该，是的，他很自由的这么做了。
And Zacchaeus did this freely.
为什么
？Why？
因为他现在成为一个感恩的人。
Because he was a thankful person.
他是一个罪人，主耶稣接纳了他。
He was a sinner, and Lord Jesus accepted him.
他充满了对主耶稣的感恩。
He was full of thanksgiving to Lord Jesus.
这个感恩带给他自由。
And this thanksgiving brought him true freedom.
让他能够自由的来做他应该做的事情。
So he can do the right things freely.
他不但得到自由，他也得到平安。
Not only did he gain freedom, he also gained peace.
他应该做的事情，他做出来了。
He did what he was supposed to do.
这就是一种平安。
That is a peace.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham.
他没有被自己的欲望所控制了。
He was not controlled by his desire.
他所要得到的是更多的。
He gained much more.
他得到了主耶稣所带给他的救恩。
He gained salvation by Jesus Christ.
他本来只是想要做他应该做的事情。
He only wanted to do what he was supposed to do.
他遇到了主耶稣。
He met Jesus.
他懂得来感恩。
He knew to be content.
他不但做到他应该做的。
He did what he was supposed to do.
他也得到了本来他所没有求说，他没有想的永恒的救恩。
But he also gained something that he did not ask for, which is salvation.
当我们过度的去追求要拥有，那我们常常要付出很高的代价。
Sometimes when we want to pursue having a lot, then we will pay a price.
我再一次强调，合理的来追求拥有，这个是好的，这是健康的。
I will once again emphasize a reasonable pursuit of having something is healthy.
基督徒的生活绝对不是消极的，绝对是积极的。
Because a Christian is not does not have a negative attitude, it will be a positive attitude.
但是因为我们有一个感恩的心。
But we are because we are thankful.
所以我们的追求是健康的，是很合理的。
Then something that we pursue is very healthy, is very reasonable.
因为过度的追求拥有，一定要付出很高的代价。
Because if we overly pursue having something, then we will definitely pay a price.
为什么有人犯法，甚至被关了
？Why is it some people will break the law and put in prison?
为什么有人丧失了美好的名声
？Why is it someone why do they lose a reputation?
为什么有人甚至毁了自己的家
？How come some people ruin their own families?
因为没有一个感恩的心，所以被自己这种过度的追求所捆绑。
Because they are not thankful, so they are controlled by this excessive pursuing.
所以我们有时候要静下来想一想，我现在的人生到底是被什么来支配
？So we need to calm down and think about our lives. What are we controlled by?
我们是不是很拼命的在追求那个不一定是必要的？
Are we using all our efforts to pursue something that is not necessary?
或者我们一直在付出很大的代价，在追求那个所谓的不可能。
Or do we pay a big price to pursue something that is impossible?
我们要仔细想一想。
So we need to think about it carefully.
到底我们被什么来支配我们的生活
？What controls our life?
如果我们觉得是不对的
，If we think is something wrong,
那么我们可能就是缺少了感恩的心。
Then we may lack a thanksgiving heart.
可能我们对神还不够认识。
Maybe we do not have a good understanding of God.
可能我们对神的体验还不够多。
Maybe we do not experience God enough.
所以我们缺少了对神的感恩。
That's why we lack our thankful heart to God.
因为缺少对神的感恩，我们也常常会缺少了对周遭的人或者事物的感恩。
Because we lack thanksgiving to God, then we will also lack thanksgiving to those the people and things around us.
一个感恩的人，他会认识自己的拥有是神所赐的。
A thankful person will know that something that they have is given by God.
那这个就会成为一个敬畏神又加上知足的人。
Then this is someone who is godly and content.
这个我们的拥有里头如果没有平安的，没有拥有平安的主。
And having, if we do not have the peace of the Lord,
那么我们就一直没有办法来得到满足。
Then we cannot be content.
那么我们只是会去追求要满足我们自己的欲望。
But we only pursue and try to satisfy our needs.
好，那我们没有平安的主耶稣在我们心中作王。
If we do not have the Lord of peace to be the king of our heart.
好，所以真正的这种知足是从认识主耶稣来的。
That's why true contentment comes from knowing God.
真正的知足是从侍奉主耶稣来的。
So true contentment comes from serving the Lord.
因为认识主耶稣，我们对神就会存着一个感恩的心。
Because if we know our Lord Jesus, then we will be thankful to God.
我们在侍奉主耶稣的过程里头，我们一定会也会生出对主耶稣的感恩。
In our servitude, we will also be thankful to God.
我们会用真的用我们的信心来回应神的爱。
We will use our faith to repay God's love.
这才可以有办法带给我们新的生命。
Then it will bring us new life.
带给我们新的生活的形态。
A new lifestyle.
我们都可以拥有像撒该那样子感恩的心。
We can all have a content heart like Zacchaeus.
撒该本来是一个罪人。
He was a sinner.
他有了一个最重要的感恩的心。他是一个罪人，他被主耶稣接纳了。
He had a thankful heart. He was a sinner and he was accepted by Lord Jesus.
这也是我们可以拥有的一个最重要的感恩的心。
And this is also the thankful heart that we can all have.
来到主耶稣面前，主耶稣接纳我们。
To come before the Lord and have the Lord accept us.
甚至主耶稣更进一步的，他更是爱我们。是他主动的来找到我们。
And sometimes the Lord loves us even more, he will find us.
我们亲爱的朋友，今天你会在这里，这不是偶然的。
Our dear friends, you are here today, it is not coincidence.
不是你自己找来的。
You did not look for this place.
是主耶稣找到了你。
But Lord Jesus found you.
主耶稣要给你一个，要给你这个宝贵的感恩的心。
Lord Jesus wants to give you this precious thankful heart.
他要让你蒙受他拯救的恩典。
He wants you to receive the grace of salvation.
让你领受救恩，充满着感恩的心。
To receive salvation and have a thankful heart.
圣经里有一个经节说，一切美善的事都是从上头来的。
A verse in the Bible says, all good gifts come from above.
知足是一件很美的事情。
To be content is a beautiful thing.
这个知足也是从信仰里头来的。
And to be content also comes from our faith.
这个知足是从神的恩典来的。
Contentment comes from the mercy of God.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们要成为一个知足的基督徒。
As brothers and sisters, we have to be content Christians.
我们要成为我们周遭的人的见证。
We have to be the witness to those around us.
别人有没有看到我们的平安？
Do they see our peace?
我们的平安是从哪里来的？
Where do our peace come from?
我们的平安就是从感恩来的。
Our peace come from thanksgiving.
因为感恩带给我们真正的知足。
Because thanksgiving brings us true contentment.
在知足里头来享受那真正的满足。
In contentment, we will enjoy the true satisfaction.
在知足里头享受那真正的真正的喜乐。
In true contentment, we enjoy the true joy.
所以我们弟兄姐妹也要常常问问我们自己，别人有没有看到我们的平安。
So brothers and sisters, we have to often ask ourselves, do those around us see our peace?
我们的平安 要成为主耶稣的见证。
Our peace has to be the witness of Lord Jesus.
我们的平安要成为吸引我们周遭的亲戚朋友的一个很大的引力。
Our peace will become attractions to those the friends and families around us.
感恩就是知足的秘诀。
Thanksgiving is a secret to contentment.
我们一起来唱诗394首。
Let's sing hymn 394. Please be seated.
在这个感恩的季节，我们理当也从借着我们的祷告来献上我们的感恩。
In a Thanksgiving holiday, we will offer our Thanksgiving in our prayers.
所以我们现在要一起来做结束的感恩的祷告。
And we'll make a concluding Thanksgiving prayer.
我们在祷告当中，我们思想一下在过去的日子神的带领神的看顾跟恩典。
In our prayer, let's reflect on God's guidance, God's protection, and God's mercy.
我们不但用赞美诗来感谢神。
Not only do we praise God in hymns.
我们不但借着查考圣经来感谢神。
Not only do we thank God in our Bible studies.
我们要借着祷告来感谢神。
In our prayers, we also thank God.
我们借着我们的敬拜来感谢神。
Through our worship, we thank God.
那祷告就是一种的敬拜。
And prayer is a type of worship.
我们在座的朋友，或许你还不是很认识这位独一的真神。
And some friends among us, maybe not familiar with true God yet.
但是这位真神他已经爱你。
But the true God has loved you.
在你生活的当中很多的层面。其实就是神对你的爱。
In many aspects of your life, it's actually God's love.
你也尝试着跟我们一起借着祷告我们来感谢天上的真神，来赞美天上的真神。
And you will also try with us to give thanks to our heavenly Father.
我们对神的这个崇拜敬拜其实神并不需要什么。神也没有得着什么。
God actually don't need or gain anything from our worship.
神总是不断的用各种的方法要让我们来领受他所要给我们的福气跟恩典。
But God used many ways so that we can receive His blessings.
常常在我们借着祷告来敬拜他的当中，我们更加的来领受了他的恩典，他的爱。
And in our prayers of worship, then we are the one that receive many blessings and His love.
所以我们很希望我们的朋友也能够在这个感恩的季节，我们来感谢，一起来感谢这位天上的神。
So in the Thanksgiving holiday, we want our friends to also give thanks to our God.
那我们的祷告，我们可以的话，我们用一个很虔诚的态度，我们跪着，眼睛闭上，手合着。
And if possible, we will use a devout heart and kneel down and clasp our hands.
那我们祷告的对象是主耶稣，所以我们奉主耶稣的名来祷告。
We'll pray in the name of Lord Jesus because we are speaking to Lord.
在我们祷告之前呢，他已经认识我们，他也知道我们。
Before our prayer, he has known us.
或许你觉得你的生活现在很平顺，你并没有什么需要。
If you feel that your life is very peaceful and you don't need anything.
那神他认识你，其实他知道你需要什么。
But God has known you and he knows what you need.
祷告是一件很有恩典、很奇妙的事情。
And prayer is a blessing and it's very miraculous.
我们这样诚心诚意的来向他祷告。
If we use a true heart to pray.
那种很奇妙、说不出来、无法形容的恩典就会临到我们的生活、我们的身上。
It's very amazing that the blessings that we cannot describe will be bestowed upon us.
所以我们念了奉主耶稣圣名祷告之后。
So when we say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
如果你愿意的话，你就出声音念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
If you are willing, say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
很简单，但是很奇妙，很有恩典。
It's very simple, but it's very amazing.
昨天在尔湾教会，他们是在昨天中午。一起有这个感恩节的聚餐。
Yesterday during lunch, Irvine Church has a Thanksgiving gathering.
那在这个午餐之前，跟我们一样，有一个感恩节的特别聚会。
And also before their meal, they also have a special service.
那刚好也是我去主持那一个聚会。
And I led the service.
我同样的邀请在场的我们的亲戚朋友一起来做感谢的。祷告。
And I also invite our relatives and friends to come and join our prayer.
那在祷告当中就有我们的朋友他真的体验了尝到了那个祷告所带给他的奇妙跟恩典。
And in prayer, a friend actually also experienced and tasted how amazing prayer is.
这位神他总是跟我们同在的。
And God always abides with us.
在尔湾教会有那种有神的恩典。当然，在我们伯恩教会也会有神的恩典。
There is God's grace in Irvine Church. Of course, there is also God's grace here.
那我们一方面向神感谢，我们一方面也为着我们再来的日子来向神祈求。
On one hand, we give thanks to God. On the other hand, we ask God for the future guidance.
求神继续施恩祝福带领我们每一天的脚步。
We ask God to give blessings and protect our footsteps.
是给我们每一天的需要。
To grant us our daily bread.
是给我们每一天的力量。
To grant us our daily strength.
是给我们每一天的智慧。
To grant us our daily wisdom.
是给我们每一天的勇气。
To grant us our daily courage.
是给我们每一天的信心。
To grant us our daily faith.
那我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
So if you want to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.